The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Mamma Mia returns to Dublin's Three Arena this month for a very short run, 20 years after the first ever touring production opened at Dublin's Point Theatre in 2004. Joining me now is the show's creator and producer, Judy Kramer. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, the question I have is, how did you persuade Bjorn and Benny to allow the musical to happen? Because it was very unpredictable as to whether or not it would make any money back in the day.
It took many years to persuade them, and I don't think any of us had any idea it was going to be the success. I think Bjorn and Benny probably thought it would be a small show that might disappear, but it became a juggernaut, which we'll be celebrating 20 years of the tour in Dublin.
Now, you studied at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. Were you bent on becoming a performer, or was a mover and shaker as a producer more in your line of ambition?
I think when I was at the Guildhall School of Music, I didn't really know what a producer was, but I definitely liked messing around behind the scenes. I definitely liked being in charge of backstage. So that was the...
So you're bossy, is that it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah, I'm the boss woman. I'm not actually, but I do like making things happen. And so Guildhall is a good place. And of course, I love music, and I don't think I could work on anything that wasn't music-based.
Now, tell me about the germ of the idea that became Mamma Mia, because what is unique about the show, I suppose, it's almost like an old Gilbert and Sullivan opera, that the songs advance the narrative.
Well, they do. I mean, I just always thought some musicals have great stories, some have great scores. So if I got the ABBA songs, then I just had to get a great story. And I knew that the ABBA songs, they kind of had to be, well, Winner Takes It All, the song Winner Takes It All was my big inspiration, but that's a breakup song. It's quite a sad song. Mm-hmm. And ABBA isn't sad. So it was a woman's story. And it was Katherine Johnson who actually wrote the script that came up with the mother-daughter idea. So it was taking that really to create the narrative, to weave those ABBA songs, which have now become known as Mamma Mia songs, really. I mean, a whole, several sure. generations that never grew up on ABBA, as I did, you probably did, love Mamma Mia, love ABBA.
Every generation seems to love ABBA. I mean, they went out of favour for a little while. It wasn't cool to like ABBA, and it was like one of those best-kept secrets that someone had, the golden ABBA double
well, that's when
album.
That's when I started, was when ABBA wasn't cool and everyone was saying ABBA's not cool. And I'm like, no, they're really great. And people are like, well, they only, just get played in discos occasionally. But I just knew there was something there. There's a great narrative in their songs. I mean, it's almost like they wrote those songs for the stage because, there's ballads, there's comedy. I mean, when they wrote those songs, they didn't realise, this Mamma Mia is a great comedy. It's a musical comedy. A song like Take a Chance on Me is fun. Honey, honey, honey,
Well, the thing about it is, you go to a musical, whether it's, Phantom of the Opera, and there are, three great songs in Phantom of the Opera? Three great, great songs. Yeah. And then there is other stuff that kind of, you'd never remember it if you were asked to pick a fourth or fifth song from Phantom of the Opera. And the same goes for many of the West End musicals, whether it's Cats or I could mention any number of them. But here you have a score where everybody knows every song.
Well, and songs are a surprise. I mean, I think people just love, that's what we've created, the fact that the songs are a surprise to the audience. And we've given context to those songs in the sense that they've become part of the character and, as I said, part of the narrative. And we always get wonderful casts and actors that love performing them and always bring something new to them. So,
That first show in the West End, 25 years ago, I remember going to see it in the West End, and it was I didn't know what I was going to. Do you know? I like the music of ABBA, but what, you know, a couple of hours of this? You must be joking. And I couldn't believe I was on my feet, stomping my feet like everybody else at the end of the show and for the encores.
But I think that's what the surprise is. And we didn't know when we created Mamma Mia, and Bjorn and Benny didn't know, you know, that it is a shared experience with the audience, you know, what's happening on stage, which is why I think, you know, Dublin loves us and we can play an arena as big as the Three Arena, because it's like a kind of community. You kind of go to Mamma Mia with friends and family and enjoy yourself. And it's a, you know, puts you in a good mood. It's a guilty pleasure, if you like.
Did you have anything to do with the movie and the casting of it?
Of course. I mean, absolutely. Both movies and the casting.
Yeah, I'm wondering, persuading the likes of Meryl Streep to get involved. Now, the show was already, of course, a massive hit, seen by millions of people at that stage. So was it an easy sell?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, very ambitious to want Meryl Streep to be in the movie. And I think people thought that Phyllida Lloyd, the director, and myself were being very ambitious to want Meryl Streep. But Meryl Streep happened to have seen Mamma Mia on Broadway and loved it. So she was in. Which was amazing. We knew she could sing. And, you know, it's a story that's very empowering for women, about women, really. And so she came in, and it was funny because then after that, everyone else, you know, we got that wonderful cast together. It became like another theatre company, really, to have Judy Waters and Pierce Brosnan and Colin Firth. For both movies, of course.
I remember Pierce Brosnan. He was much, I suppose, his voice and his vocal skills were noted, shall we say. I was going to say criticised. But I had the pleasure of being in a pub close to where I live in Dalkey in Dublin, in Fitzgerald's pub, after a lunch in Caviston's restaurant. And we persuaded Pierce to go to Fitzgerald's to have another drink or two. And he sang for us from Mamma Mia.
And he can sing. He can sing.
He can hold a tune.
He wouldn't have got. He wouldn't have got the role if he didn't. I think it was just a shock for everyone that 007 was singing on a Greek island. And of course, you know, he's so charming and brilliant in the role. And well, all of them are. They just loved it. I think you can see that on the screen.
Now, the touring production, it's only with us for a few days in the Three Arena. I presume it's exactly the same as before, maybe different cast members, but the same formula.
Well, we're all getting older now. We're celebrating 20 years. So, yes, different cast members, a great cast. It's still the show. I mean, every cast brings something new to it. And I think the Dublin audience always gives us a great ride. I always have happy memories of, I mean, we opened in 2004 in Dublin, and it's always just a fabulous experience being with that audience, really.
Well, it's a great venue, the Three Arena, and it's a very limited run, only 7 performances from the 25th to the 29th of September. Check all information about tickets on Ticketmaster.ie. But Judy Kramer, the creator and producer of Mamma Mia, great pleasure talking to you, Judy. Thank you very much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Well, now, looking at my text screen, read the airport. Why doesn't the airport have adequate backup generators which would cut in the event of power cuts? Hospitals have them. Well, it seems they do have them in Dublin Airport, but something did not go according to plan. Maybe they've had other power cuts before and everything worked absolutely seamlessly and nobody noticed. But something happened on Saturday, was it, to disrupt things. The new playground of the rich is space. That's galling. How many plastic bottles do we have to bring to recycling to counteract one of those commercial fun space trips? This is such a cruel them and us scenario where the ordinary world citizens are hammered with responsibility for climate change while the richest of the rich push the boundaries of hedonism further and further at an untold cost to climate safety. This is so wrong, says a text.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Sure.